I'm just glad, first to see everybody here today. I'm glad that you're sticking with us through this family series that we're on. And you know, I was just praying even through the songs that the chairman had led this morning.
对，就在我们主席今天带领我们唱这些诗歌的时候，我也在祷告。
I was just praying that through song and through the prayers, through the children, that we are connecting in with God.
我也祷告，就是希望能够通过这些我们的诗歌，然后我们的祷告，还有我们孩子的崇拜。
And I was just even thinking about this message that we're going to hear from God's Word, and I was just praying, God, would you allow not only this sermon, but just this whole series that we've been on since, maybe 2 months now, just that I've been praying that God would be allowing us to be blessed and benefited as we preach through His Word.
我也在就是祷告，不光是今天的信息，就是我也希望，就是我们这两个多月来一直在讲的这个家庭系列这个信息呢，就是希望大家能够通过这些信息啊受到祝福。Because
even as Pastor James and I are digging through God's truth on these subject matters.
范长老和我呢，就是在研讨这个主题的时候。
To be honest, if you can believe it or not, we're just scratching the surface. There's so much more in God's Word that speaks about any of these topics, whether it's marriage or parenting or family relationships.
也很老实的跟大家说，我们所谈到的只是一些，真的是一些皮毛，我们有很多很深的。
But you know, at the end of the day,
但是最终,
wherever you may be at,
不管你在哪里,
what we hope, what I hope that you remember through this overarching idea of the family,
但是不管你在哪里，我们希望就是通过这个整个家庭的概念，我们希望你能够记得,
is that God is still the God of love. God has a great love for you. God has a great love for your family. And especially for those of us who are in Christ, who know that we are children of God. We can always be reflecting that every Sunday we come together, we're remembering that God has rescued us through Jesus out of deadness and into life.
每个主日我们来到神的面前，我们要记得，就是神是通过耶稣的死来拯救了我们。
And as Christians, we can remember that God has called us out of following the ways of the world and following the ways of Him and His kingdom.
作为基督徒，我们也知道，就是神把我们从世界上拉出来。
And that we believe and we trust that as we learn to follow His ways and not the ways that we used to follow, and when we do that, we actually experience God's blessing and God's grace and God's goodness as we strive to follow in His ways and His design and His purposes.
当我们跟随他的道的时候，我们也能够经历到神的恩典、神的慈爱和神所给我们的一切。And
that's why we do this.
所以我们要跟着神走。That's
why we go through this particular topic of the family.
所以我们也要就是特别的讲这个家庭的系列。So
that Christians and children of God will know.
所以神的孩子会知道。
That God had a design for us.
神对我们有一个,
and that design provides His covering, it provides His blessing over us.
那这个设计其实就是给我们提供了, 他的,
and so every time we hear this is God's way, we want to allow Him to transform us to go that way.
所以当我们听到每次听到这是神的道的时候,
我们知道神会改变我们跟随他的。Because that's what it means for us to love Him and to know His love.
这对我们来说就是我们以来表达对他的爱。
It means that we come before him with a humility. I was talking with someone this week. Do you believe that God is God and you are humble enough before God?
我就跟他提到就是你相信神是神吗? 我们在神面前是很微小的。
And that you can submit under God in his way?
你在神的下面你应该成交自己。
And he said yes.
他说是的。
我服神。
我会服从,我会服。
I can bow down and submit myself to God. Because I believe that God is God and He loves me. Even though I should be separated from Him. Because Jesus, I have brought near to God. And He said, every week I'm being changed, I'm being transformed into God's way.
每一周我觉得我每一周我都在被神改变。That's
what it means to know God's love.
这就是指知道神的爱这个意思。And
to enjoy God's love.
就是你要在神的爱里面喜乐。Because
we are trusting in God's loving ways.
因为我们相信神的爱的这种方式。
Do you do that, brothers and sisters?
你们也是这样做吗?
Do you trust that God's ways are His loving ways for us?
你相信神的路就是神的道就是他对我们的爱的这个方式。
Do we trust that God's way is higher than our ways?
你相信神的方式比我们更高吗?
Because God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
因为他的思维比我们更高。
That's what it means to love God.
这就是爱神，我们要爱神的是什么意思？
And to trust God in His loving and higher ways.
我们要在他的更高的这层这个爱的境界里和这个思维里相信他。
And so this morning, I was praying and I just wanted you to know.
所以今天在我祷告，我一直在祷告，就是希望大家能够知道。That
let's just get above this sermon series for a moment and remember that God loves us where we are today.
让我们呢，就是能够记得，就是神对我们的爱。
If you don't know God's love, you need to come in to know His love.
如果你还不认识神对你的爱的话，你应该来认识神对你的爱。
And for those of us who know we are Christians,
对那些我们已经是基督徒的人来说,
even as we preach through a family series, you may see my family is so broken and we're off track.
虽然就是我们现在在讲呢，我们现在在讲这个家庭的系列，或许你也看到，就是你的家庭已经如此的破裂了。We
have so far to go to get onto God's ways.
我们与神的所要求的道，实在距离是太相差太远了。But
do you know what's most powerful than that thought?
但是你知道最有力的是什么吗？
That even in that brokenness, and even as you are off track, God loves you still.
但是虽然我们的家庭已经破裂，我们已经远离了神的道，但是神仍旧是爱我们。And
He knows, and He's leading you and trying to inspire you so that you would surrender more and more to enjoy His ways. Amen.
因为他知道，就是他会爱我们，他也会带领我们与他越来越接近。Even
last week,
上个礼拜,
Pastor James was preaching on God's pattern for children. The topic is children, but he's preaching on God's pattern for children.
上个礼拜，范长老讲的道是关于就是神对我们孩子的教导。
And you know, last week I was just sitting there.
我坐在那边上周日。
And I was just receiving.
我在吸收着这个信息。
And I was like worshiping God.
我在崇拜神。
And I was hearing the sermon being preached.
我也在听着这个道。
And if I could share with you personally for just a moment.
如果你允许我，就是让我就是跟你分享一些我私人的想法。
I was so convicted last week.
我听着这个道的时候，我就觉得我很有一种罪恶感。
Because I am an adult child.
我是一个,虽然我才是一个孩子,但是我已经是成人了。
And good thing, my parents are not here today. They took my two daughters, they're in Texas.
我的父母今天没有在这里, 他们去了,把我的两个孩子带去了德州。
But I was so convicted last week. Do I honor my parents?
但是上周我坐在这里, 我觉得我有一种罪恶感, 我有没有在荣耀我的父母呢?
Do I honor my parents the way that God would want me to honor my parents?
我有没有按照神的意愿来, 荣耀我的父母呢?
I think I honor my parents.
我觉得我是在荣耀我的父母的。
That's why I'm glad they're not here today, so they can say, no, you don't.
所以我今天很开心他们不在, 万一他们不同意我呢?
But when Pastor James says, if you cannot honor the parents that you can see and touch,
但是, 范长老也提到就是, 如果你不能荣耀你所能见到的父母,
how can you honor the God that you do not see?
那你如何能够荣耀, 你看不见的神呢?
And my heart was just convicted by that.
我听到这个以后, 我就觉得我的内心是非常的一种强大的罪恶感。
God, do I even know how to honor you?
神啊, 我知不知道如何来荣耀你呢?
Because if I don't know how to honor my parents, do I even know how to honor you?
因为如果我不知道如何去荣耀我的父母的话, 我怎么能知道去荣耀你呢?
And so that process was so convicting for me last week.
所以这个过程我听了以后, 我就觉得我的内心是
And I hope that was convicting for many of you too.
所以我觉得在座的很多人, 希望在座的人也能够有同样的这种感受。
Throughout these last few years,
在过去的几年里,
some brothers and sisters have occasionally come up to me.
有些兄弟姐妹偶尔也会来跟我谈一谈。
And they've shared how God has convicted them too.
他们也觉得就是神对他们也跟我分享了就是
That when the word of God is being preached, we allow God to change us and pierce us to the heart.
当神,我们听到神的话语的时候,我们允许神的话语来穿入我们的内心。
And I believe that when they shared that with me,
我相信当他们与我分享这些的时候,
many of them are realizing it's not the preacher's words that are convicting.
我们也知道并不是说是讲道人的这些话语,
It is the word of God and His Spirit that is working on our heart even now.
是因为圣灵还, 是神的话语在我们的内心工作。
And I say to that, praise God.
我就会说感谢神。
Because God is working in our hearts.
因为神在我们的内心工作。
But I believe that only happens when we are humble.
但是我相信这个, 只有在我们内心非常谦卑的时候, 这种事情才会发生。
Are you humble before God?
你在神面前谦卑吗?
Do you desire God to convict you?
你希望神来定你的罪吗?
Because if you have a humble heart and you desire that, God will work in your heart.
因为如果你有一颗谦卑的心, 那神就会在你的内心做工。
And when our hearts are humble,
当我们的内心是谦卑的时候,
and we can fool God, when we can submit ourselves before God,
那我们就可以把自己完完全全地交给神。
He has so much He wants to do to transform our lives.
因为他是, 多么地想改变我们的生命。
So that we can experience Him and please Him.
所以, 那, 这样我们就可以经历神, 并且, 讨悦神。
That's what I was praying for us today.
所以这就是我今天的祷告。
Could we go to God together and let's just pray and ask God to give us humble hearts?
让我们一同来到神的面前,向神祈求一颗,
Oh Father, we come before you recognizing that you, O God, are creator over heaven and earth.
父啊,神啊,我们来到你面前,我们认识到你是创造宇宙的神。
You are God Almighty, you are God of all power.
你是这个伟大神圣的神。
Even from afar, we worship you and we recognize your sovereignty and your greatness.
虽然我们在远处崇拜你,但是我们也意识到你的权柄。
And we are small and we are created.
我们是如此的渺小,我们是被创造的。
And I pray, God, that you would humble our hearts before you. Because only with a humble and a broken and a contrite heart will we see and experience God. And we know that even that humility of heart, Lord, that that comes from your grace. Because we are only able to love because you first loved us. Oh, Father, would you soften our hearts this morning?
父啊, 请你软化我们的心,
speak to us in only the way that you can.
请你与我们, 请你与我们讲话,
and we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求,
Amen. This week, our topic, as we planned, is children.
那这今天我们所讲的, 主题也是关于孩子,
and yet, as you can see, as I was led and prayed through this week, I felt the urge to talk about God's heart for children.
那这个礼拜呢, 通过祷告呢, 我觉得神呢, 带领我, 讲这个主题, 就是神对孩子的心愿。
Okay. Last week, Pastor James talked about what God's pattern for children.
那上个主日呢, 就是范长老跟我们讲了, 就是神对孩子的教导。
This week we want to unpack the question, what is God's heart for children?
那今天我们要来研究, 就是神对孩子的心意。
Because in a sense, we are all children, are we not?
因为, 从某种意义上来说, 我们都是孩子。
And what can we learn if we learn about God's heart for children?
那我们学习到了这神对孩子的心意, 那我们可以, 学习到其他什么呢?
And what I wanted to do as we were led this week is look at the life of Jesus so that we can learn Jesus' heart. Jesus is God, so we want to see Jesus' heart for children.
那我们呢就是先来看一看, 耶稣的生命, 就是我们也可以, 从中我们可以学到, 就是耶稣对孩子的心意。
Through Jesus' ministry, what can we see about God's heart for children?
那通过耶稣的传道, 我们可以看到, 神对孩子的心意是什么呢?
And what's interesting is that immediately as we think about the life, the ministry of Jesus,
那有趣的是就是我们, 当我们想, 当我们想起就是耶稣的, 传道的,
what did you say?
耶,
Yeah, sorry. I usually don't listen to translations. Sometimes I don't understand Chinese. So as we look at the ministry of Jesus, we see something happening over and over again.
那我们通过就是, 耶稣的这个传道的生命, 我们可以看到有一件事情, 一次又一次的, 我们看到非常多次。
There's this word that comes up all throughout Jesus' ministry.
那我们可以看到有一个字就是,
and this word is that everywhere Jesus would go, there would develop a crowd. You would see that there's a crowd.
这个字就是不管耶稣走到哪里, 都有一群人, 这个字就是这个一群人。
Wherever Jesus went, this crowd would grow from small to bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
不管耶稣走到哪里, 这个人群就会变得越来越大。
They would press in on Jesus.
他们会围着耶稣。
They would want to touch Jesus.
他们希望触摸耶稣。
They would want to interact with Jesus.
他们希望跟耶稣有接触。
And everywhere Jesus went, this crowd would follow him.
不管耶稣走到哪里, 这群人都会跟着他。
When Jesus started teaching, they would sit and stand and they would listen to his teaching.
那耶稣在讲道的时候, 他们就会站在那里听。
Some would receive.
有些会听,
some would doubt.
但是有些人也有怀疑,
some would criticize.
有些人会批评,
some would anger.
有些人会生气,
but in this crowd,
但是在这一群人,
as in any crowd,
就像任何的一群人,
there, it's full of adults.
都是大部分都是大人,
it's full of people who are a mixed response to Jesus. A mixed response to Jesus. Yeah, there are those in the crowd who are receiving what Jesus is teaching. There are those who are rejecting what Jesus is teaching.
那这群人当中呢，就是有混合着，就是对混合着，就是对耶稣有不同的那个评价的人群。
But in either case, there's always a crowd around Jesus.
但是, 在耶稣的身边总是有一群人。
To the point where many times he would have to peel himself away, get away from the crowd in order to have solitude.
所以耶稣有时候不得不就是离开这个，就是从这群离开这个人。
He would have to leave the crowd in order to spend time with his disciples.
他有时候他不得不离开这就是这些人群。希望能够跟他的门徒花一些时间。
Because if he was not intentional, the crowd was always pressed in around him.
如果他不主动离开的话，这些人群总是会跟围着他。
And yet, if you look very, very carefully throughout the ministry of Jesus,
但是我们来仔细看一下，就是耶稣的这个传道的经历。
You will find these wonderful moments where Jesus has interaction with children.
但我们就会看到这些非常奇妙的这些时刻，就是。耶稣和孩子在一起的这些时刻。
Jesus with children.
耶稣和孩子。
At times, Jesus was casting out demons from children.
有些时候耶稣会有甚至耶稣会从把孩子身上的鬼赶走。
At other moments, Jesus was healing children of their sickness, of their illness.
有的时候耶稣会治愈这些孩子的疾病。
In some instances, Jesus resurrected the children.
也有提到耶稣甚至让一个孩子复活。
He would accomplish miracles through the children, like that child who offered up his loaves of bread and fish.
通过孩子，耶稣也实施了奇迹，就像那个孩子奉献给他的面包和鱼，他耶稣就借此实施了一个奇迹。
And so there are these moments we can find in Scripture where we see Jesus.Is an interaction with children.
那在这经文上，我们就可以看到有这些时候，耶稣和孩子的这些时候。
But there's one passage that I really wanted to highlight today.
但是有一段经文，我今天要特别提起。
That I believe that through this passage it reveals God's heart for children.
那通过这几节经文呢，我们可以看到就是神对孩子的心意。
So let's grab our Bibles if you can. Open up your Bibles. Grab your Bibles either on paper version or on your phone. But let's get in the habit of looking at God's Word in our Bibles.
让我们打开我们的圣经。
So turn with me to Mark chapter 10.
打开马可福音第十章。
By the way, you should all have a paper Bible.
希望大家都能一本有，就是一本真正的就是圣经。
Because you know, people like to have what's very rare today, rarely seen, right? When you do something that's rarely seen, it's pretty cool. You want to be cool? Carry a paper Bible.You don't know how to translate that, that's okay. 你要酷的话，你要用一本有纸的圣经。Okay, whatever. Mark chapter 10, and we're going to read verse 13 and 16, through 16.
我们来看马可福音第十章第十三节到第十六节。
And they were bringing children to him, Jesus, that is Jesus, that he might touch them.And the disciples rebuked them.
有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣摸他们，门徒便责备那些人。
But when Jesus saw that, he was indignant and said to them, Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God.
耶稣看见就恼怒，对门徒说，让小孩子来到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。
Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it.
我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
And he took them, these children, into his arms, and he blessed them, laying his hands on them.
于是抱着小孩子，给他们按手，为他们祝福。
Beautiful passage.
非常美丽的段经文。
Let me ask you a question.
我想问你一个问题。
What is the first thing that you see in this passage?
那在这段经文上面你看到的第一件事是什么?
What is the first thing that you see in the first few words of the passage?
那这第一件就是在这段经文的一开始你看到了什么?第一件事。
What do you see?
你看到了什么?
These parents were bringing their children to Jesus.
这些父母们带着孩子来见耶稣。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
I hope you hear this at this church. I hope that you've heard this through our family series or any time we preach. Anything that we can give to the parents would begin with this concept.
我们, 任何, 就是, 我们希望就是所有的父母能够, 有这个概念。
Is there an important thing that you must do as a parent of children?
如果你是父母的话, 有一件非常重要的事情你一定要做。
Yes.
是的。
And you see it right here.
你可以在这段经文里看到。
The number one thing that you can do for your children is bring them to Jesus.
最重要的首要的事情你作为父母你可以做的就是要把孩子带到耶稣
That's the number one thing you can do for anyone that you love.
这也是对你任何你爱的一个人你可以对他做的一些
These mothers and fathers, they were wise.
这些父母亲们非常的, 有智慧。
They knew.
他们知道,
they were bringing their children to Jesus.
他们带着他们的孩子来到耶稣面前。
Why?
为什么呢?
You can see it right here.
你也可以在经历看到,
so that their children could be blessed by Jesus.
那他们的孩子就能够受到耶稣的祝福。
They wanted Jesus to touch their children, to lay his hands on them in order to bless them and to pray over them.
他们希望耶稣能够祝福他们，对，按手，给他们的孩子按手，使他们的孩子能够，为他们孩子祷告。
It wasn't bringing their children to SAT class.
他们不是把他们孩子带去参加考试。
I mean, they may have brought their children to SAT class.
或许他们已经，就他们或许也带他们孩子去考过试。
They didn't bring their children to all the different activities that we see our parents bring our children to.
他们不是说带着孩子去参加不同的活动。
Maybe they did.
他们或许也这样做过。
Maybe they had Jewish ASO, soccer practice back then.
或许他们在那个时候也有 犹太人的足球,
Maybe they have like Jewish piano lessons.
或者犹太人的钢琴课, right?
That's okay, not bad.
这并不是坏事。
But the number one thing
但是最重要的,
that we got to do as parents
作为父母首,
is to bring our children to Jesus.
作为父母首先要做的事情就是把我们的孩子带到耶稣面前来。
They see Jesus is God. They're not going to pass up the opportunity to bring their children to God. Brothers and sisters, that's what you want to do.
弟兄姐妹们,你们也应该这样做。
You want to bring yourself.
你要把自己带到,
you want to bring your spouse.
把你的配偶,
you want to bring your parents.
你的父母,
you want to bring your children.
你的孩子,
you want to bring anyone that you love.
任何你爱的人,
actually, you should bring anyone you don't love.
其实你应该,
we should bring everyone we know to Jesus. Notice that Jesus here, he wasn't sitting in a church building.
你们要注意到, 在这里,
I'm not sure. Does it say that? No. It doesn't say that Jesus was sitting in a church building. Notice. It says that it doesn't say they were dropping their children off at church. No, they were bringing their children to him.
这里是说,
they were bringing their children to Jesus. Our parents, though, today,
我们今天的父母,
I know how busy we are.
我知道我们都很忙。
Our parents are so busy today.
我们今天的父母亲都是非常的忙。
We are saddled down with so many things.
我们有要做非常多的事情。
We're busy with work.
我们上班忙。
And projects.
也有不同的项目。
Taking care of the house.
我们要照顾家庭。
After you come from home, from work.
下班以后,
you're busy with the children.
你和孩子们，你忙孩子的事。
Mothers just trying maybe once a week to maybe get some warm food on the table.
母亲们也挣扎着，或许最多也只能每周一次，做一些好吃的。
You're busy actually because you love your children so much. We have parents hauling their children from one activity to another. Parents are pulling their hair half the time.
弄得父母都是焦头烂额。
My wife has created a whole box in our car.
A car?
In our car, there's a box, a big bag, something. I don't know what it is. It's a big bag, a box.
我的太太在我们车里放了一个很大的盒子。
It's filled with books and food and snacks.
里面有书，有不同的吃的点心。
She's driving around everywhere for our kids.
因为她带着我们的孩子到处跑。
And I'm like, I'm so glad you're packing food and snacks and books for the kids.
我对她说，我很高兴你能够，你就是你也带上书啊，点心。
And she says, not for the kids, for me.
她说不是给孩子的，是给我自己的。
I'm driving around so hungry.
因为我带着他们跑的同时，我都是没有吃饭，肚子很饿。
Well, parents, I just know how busy we are trying to love our kids.
所以父母亲，我知道你们也很忙，为了爱我们的孩子，我们大家都很忙。
But you know what we got to do?
但是你知道吗？我们应该怎么做？
We got to take a step back a lot of times for a moment.
我们应该退一步看一看。
What are we doing?
我们在做什么呢？
What are we doing?
我们正在做什么呢？
Are we doing the most important thing?
我们在做最重要的事吗？
Are we bringing them to Jesus?
我们有没有把孩子带到耶稣面前来呢？
I'm not talking about just bringing them to church.
我不是指就是你们把孩子带到教会里来而已。
I think that's good.
把孩子带到教会里来是非常好。
But that's not what this says.
但是经文上并不是这么讲的。
Are you bringing your children to Jesus?
你有没有把你的孩子带到耶稣面前来呢？
Through your life,
通过你自己的生命,
through your words,
通过你自己的话语,
through your actions,
通过你自己的行为,
do they know that they are bring that you are bringing them to Jesus?
通过这一切, 他们知不知道你是, 通过这一切把他们带到耶稣面前来?
You gotta know that what we can do for everyone that we love.
你应该知道，我对我们所有爱的人，我们应该做什么。
It's not bringing them to the church building.
不是带他们来到教堂这个建筑物里面。
That's not what the Bible says.
圣经不是这么讲的。
We have to bring people to Jesus.
我们应该把人带到耶稣面前。
And then they come and be a part of the church.
然后他们才可以成为教会的一份子。
It's okay if you bring them here.
你带到把他们带到教会来，当然很好。
But your heart has to be, I don't care where you're at.
但是你的内心应该是这么想，我不管你在哪里。
I need to bring you to Jesus. You need to meet Jesus.
我应该把你带到耶稣面前来，你应该和耶稣见面。
So you got to highlight this verse. Come on, get your Bibles out. Highlight that.
你希望你能够把这段经文，
You should be able to write in your Bible. Can you write on your phone? No, you got to. You can write on your Bible. Okay.
在圣经上把这段经文注解起来。
Write on your Bible. Do I see? Okay, see, Elaine's got some writing on her Bible right here. I won't tell you what verse she highlighted. Ooh, you got to work on that, sister. Okay, no. But she highlighted something on this Bible of hers.
所以在这经文上呢，你应该把它就是重点，画重点标。Write
on it.
你可以写下。
What is my mission as a parent?
那如果作为我的，作为父母，我的任务是什么呢？
It's to bring those my children because I love them. Because I love them, I need to bring them to Jesus.
因为我爱我的孩子，所以我要把我的孩子带到耶稣面前。
And then the other half of you says, I don't have children.
那其他人可能会说我没有孩子。
What is your mission?
那你的使命，你的那个使命。
Write it down.
请你写下来。
My mission is to bring everyone I know to Jesus.
那你的使命就是把任何你知道的一个任何一位人都带到耶稣面前来。We
gotta bring people to Jesus.
我们应该把人带到耶稣面前来。
And yet, what do we see here? Even though these parents are trying to do the right thing,
我们在这里看到什么？虽然呢，这些父母亲都
What do we see is the disciples' reaction to them.
那我们有没有看到这些门徒的反应？
What do we see here?
我们有没有看到门徒的反应？
The disciples rebuke them.
这些门徒责备了那些人。What
does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
That means that they were saying or expressing some sharp disapproval for what they were doing.
这些门徒呢不同意这些父母亲
These parents, you see it, they're bringing their children to be blessed by Jesus.
你看有没有看到这些父母带着孩子来到耶稣面前，希望能耶稣的祝福？
And these disciples said, Hey, stop.
但是这些门徒却在阻止他们。
Hey, don't bring those children. No.
这些门徒却在阻止他们，叫他们不要把孩子带到耶稣面前来。
You can see what the disciples thought of children.
你有没有看到这些门徒是怎么认为这些孩子的呢？
This shows their attitude towards children.
我们也可以看出就是这些门徒对孩子的态度。
And what you see in their attitude to children, you see in a lot of people's attitudes towards children.
从这门徒的态度上，我们也可以看到有很多人对孩子的态度。
In fact, you can see in them what is their culture's attitude towards children.
我们也可以看到当时这个文化对孩子的态度是怎么样。
You see, some people see children as disruptions, as distractions, as inconvenience.
那你们看到有些人呢，对孩子的态度就是他们觉得孩子对他们来说是一种打扰，是一种不方便。
Not everyone loves children.
不是说每个人都会爱孩子的。
And culturally, this was a culture that did not have that high view of children.
而且当时的文化呢也是这样，对孩子并不重视。
Even religious people of the day.
虽然当时那些有信仰的人也是这样。
A lot of people, including religious people, see children as disruptions, as inconvenience.
很多人都觉得对孩子对他们来说是一种打扰和不方便。
This took place during the Roman Empire.
那这段新闻呢是在罗马帝国的时候的。
But it is not so different from many other places in the world at the time.
但是呢，对当时来说呢，其实并没有和其他地方有任何区别。
So when we read of things like this, we got to understand it's not in our culture today.
当我们读到这个时候呢，我们应该意识到这不是我们今天的文化。
People in that culture were not that fond of children.
在那个时代的人呢，并不那么喜爱孩子。
It's not that children were not loved by their family.
并不是说这些家庭不爱孩子。
But they were not loved in general in society.
但是当时的文化就是，当时的社会呢，并不是那么爱孩子。
Children were less significant.
孩子，当时的社会孩子并不重要。
They didn't have much rights.
他们也没有什么权利。
They were only judged on the basis of the benefit to the family.
他们只是呢，就是如果他们对家庭带来好处，那他们就可能会相对来说好一点。
In other words,
那用另外一种，用另外一句话说，
If a child was born unexpectedly,
如果一个孩子是意外的出生的，
Oh, we didn't expect this.
我们没有打算要这个孩子。
This is an inconvenience.
这对我们的生活非常的不方便。
This is a disruption to us.
对我们的生活是一种破坏。
Then they would kill the child.
那他们就会杀害这孩子。
They would abort the child.
那他们就会堕胎。
So there was no moral question of whether or not we can abort a child in the womb.
那在当时的时候呢，根本就没有道德上的谴责，说你可不可以堕胎。
There was no question of whether or not we could kill that child in our womb.
那在当时社会就是你不用质疑的，就是不用问可不可以，就是在孩子还在腹中的时候就把他杀掉。
Not only was there rampant abortion, there was rampant abandonment.
不仅在当时不仅仅有非常多的堕胎，而且有非常多的抛弃孩子。
If your child was born and your child had a handicap or a disability.
如果你孩子出生的时候有残障的。
If your child was born and it did not look as normal as other children.
如果你孩子出生以后看去并不那么正常的。
It's very commonplace to abandon your child, to literally put your newborn child out with the trash, left to die.
那就会有人把这些孩子扔到垃圾桶里，就让他自生自灭。
They didn't view daughters sometimes as important as sons in those days.
他们有时候就是也不觉得就是女孩子和男有男孩子那么重要。
So when that child is born as a daughter,
如果出生的是一个女孩子,
and they wanted a son,
但是他们希望要的是一个孩子,
they would have no problem leaving that daughter, that infant baby girl, and leaving it out with the trash.
那他们就毫无疑问的会把这个女婴来放在垃圾桶里。
To be left to die. Or to be left to be picked up by some not so good people used for slavery or for prostitution. My daughters have not been with me for the last 2 days. I already miss them. Because my two daughters show me a lot of affection. They love to sit on my lap and hug me and kiss me. Even as one of my daughters is getting older and she's getting bigger, she just loves to sit on me and I'm like, my legs are hurting. But I will never push her off. Because I love my daughters. I can't imagine anyone who would have this view, but this was the view of their day. Children were regularly aborted. Or abandoned. Or abused. Who would approve of these type of practices?
那谁会允许这,
we might even think, what a primitive people, what a primitive society. But we're not so different today, are we?
但是当我们真正想想, 看一看我们今天的社会也没有什么大的区别。
Every year around the world,
每年整个世界上,
millions of children are being aborted in the womb.
我们有成千上万的, 人去堕胎。
All around the world, children are being abandoned.
在整个世界上有非常多的孩子被遗弃,
neglected.
被忽视,
especially by fathers.
特别是被父亲们遗弃,
fathers have a tendency to just not take the responsibility to love their children.
那父亲呢总有这种倾向, 就是他们不想承担这个对照顾孩子的责任。
We know that all around the world there are parents who abuse their children.
我们也知道在世界上有非常多的, 父母亲在虐待他们的孩子。
Physical abuse.
身体上的虐待。
Sexual abuse.
性上的虐待。
Mental abuse.
还有精神上的虐待。
Through verbal abuse.
通过语言上的虐待。
So we might think back in those days as primitive.
或许我们想到那个时候，我们总觉得那个时候的社会是这么原始。
But the heart of man.
但是人的心,
sin in man.
罪恶和人,
never changes.
永远没有改变。
It never changes.
永远不会改变。
But that's their attitude for towards children in that day.
就是这就是当时, 人们对孩子的一种态度。
And this is sadly the same culture of the world today.
但是很, 很可悲的就是我们今天的社会的这个文化也是这样子。
This is the state of any man without Jesus Christ.
这就是任何人没有耶稣的这些人。
This is the state of any culture
说出的情况,
without Jesus Christ.
这也是任何没有耶稣的这种文化所,
and what we see right here in the beginning is that these disciples, they took the attitude of their culture. Their minds have been shaped by their culture. So they were allowing their minds to be shaped by the culture more than they were allowing their minds to be shaped by the attitude of Jesus.
他们其实允许了他就是当时文化来塑造他们的思维, 并没有允许, 并没有让耶稣来塑造他们的思维。
This is what happens, brothers and sisters.
这就是, 那个时候所发生的事情。
If we are not intentional,
这就是, 如果我们不注意的话,
if we are not intentional, 我们, no, 不是仔细, whatever. What do you say? It's intentional. How do you say intentional? 我们要很认真的。We have, right? 认真, is that the right word? What's intentional? Pastor Jay? 刻意。如果你不刻意的, if we are not intentional about allowing ourselves to be shaped by Jesus' attitudes, Jesus' ideas, we are allowing ourselves to be shaped by the culture around us.
如果我们没有刻意的让耶稣来塑造我们的, 我们的思维的话, 我们就是让我们的文化来塑造了我们的思维。
You have to be 刻意。You have to be intentional to say, I need my mind, my attitude to be transformed by Jesus through His Word.
那你就是一定要刻意的让耶稣，让耶稣的话语来塑造你。
This is the disciples.
这就是这群门徒。
Even the group of disciples who followed loved Jesus.
甚至这群门徒是爱耶稣的,
over and over we see that they're confused.
但是一次又一次的我们也看到这门徒 也非常的糊涂。
And Jesus still loves them.
但是耶稣仍旧爱他们。
You too are confused.
你们我们大家也都很你们也是非常的糊涂。
And Jesus still loves us.
但是耶稣仍旧爱我们。
But he wants to transform us.
但是他想要改变我们。
These disciples saw the children as disruptions.
那这些门徒也觉得这些孩子对他们
Stop! Do not bring your children to Jesus.
他们阻止这些孩子来到耶稣的面前。
Children are just going to mess up what Jesus is doing.
因为耶稣这些孩子会破坏耶稣所做的正在。
Jesus is doing some important things, some adult things.
耶稣正在做一些非常重要的事情。
Children are going to mess that up.
那这些孩子呢会破坏耶稣真的。
Oh, we can't have children in here, this room, no.
我们不能让孩子在这个房子。
This is too, important.
因为这太重要了。
Children will disrupt what Jesus is doing here.
因为耶稣会干扰因为这些孩子会干扰到耶稣正在做的事情。
But what was Jesus' heart for the children?
那耶稣的心意是什么呢？
When Jesus saw what they were doing,
当耶稣看见他们
he was indignant.
他恼怒了
And he said to them,
他对他们说
Let the children come to me.
让小孩子来到我这里
Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God.
不要禁止他们因为在神的国度里
When Jesus saw the disciples' reaction,
当耶稣看到这些门徒的反应的时候
He was angered.
他非常的恼怒
He was grieved.
他非常的伤心
He was offended.
他非常的生气
Why?
为什么呢
What does this show about Jesus' attitude towards children?
那我们可以看出耶稣对孩子的态度吗
It shows that Jesus loves children.
那么你看到耶稣从这里看到耶稣是多么的爱孩子
He's angry with them because he loves children.
他生门徒的气是因为他爱这群孩子
No, don't hinder them.
不要阻止他们
Let them come to me.
让他们来到我面前
There's a song I learned to sing when I was a little child.
有一首歌在 我很小的时候就学会了
I don't know if the children learn it today.But I love this song because it's not only a child's song, it is filled with biblical truth. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Right?Red, yellow, black, and white. And this starts being racist right there. But all the races,
耶稣爱孩子
even racist,
全世界的孩子还有各种种族的孩子
Jesus loves them all.
耶稣爱所有的孩子
Jesus knew that these children were living in a world that was unfair to them.
耶稣知道当时的那些这些孩子生活在这个世界里，这个世界对他们并不公平。
Jesus knew that God created these children to bear His image.
耶稣也知道神是根据他自己的形象创造了这些孩子。
Jesus knew that these were little sinners in need of a savior.
That's
why he said, let the children come to me.
所以他说, 让小孩子到我这里来。
The kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
神的国度是属于这样的人的。
You know, one day this week before my daughters left,
这周就是我女儿去德州之前,
I spent some time with them.
我和他们, 就是在一起。
And I thought, you know what? I'm going to tell them about what I'm preaching. Because Bethany won't be here, so I'll just tell her the passage that I'm preaching on.
所以我就, 跟他们讲了就是我, 今天所要讲的道。
And I read this text.
我读,
and then I asked them questions about this text.
那就是根据这段经文呢,
and I asked, why would the disciples push these children and the parents bringing the children away? Why would they do that?
我就问他们就是为什么这些门徒要阻止, 这些孩子来到耶稣面前呢?
And Abby just immediately shouts it out.
那Abby马上就说,
well, they probably thought that Jesus was too busy to spend time with them.
那Abby就说,
you know, Jesus has important things to do.
耶稣有很重要的事情要做,
and children, they think, are not that important.
那他们觉得孩子呢,
true, Abby.
这非常的真实,
and then she said, there's probably so many children coming.
然后他说,
and you know, Daddy, children are messy.
他也说,孩子呢,
they have snot coming down. Sometimes they fart. 有时候他们放屁. And they're hard to control. They're messy.
他们, 就是看上去也是乱七八糟,
and they're dirty.
脏脏的,
and hard to deal with.
他们很难相处.
And these disciples probably think,
那这些门徒就是可能这样想,
Jesus is so clean and holy.
耶稣是圣洁的,
his clothes are so clean.
他的衣服是非常的干净的,
and they don't want Jesus to get dirty.
他们呢, 不想让耶稣, 不想把耶稣弄脏,
and to be around children who are hard to deal with.
并且呢,
and I said, wow, you're right, Abby.
我就跟他说你讲得很对,
I didn't even think about that.
我没有这样子想,
I thought about this all week. I didn't think about that.
我整个礼拜都在想这段经文,
I didn't read that in any commentary. No scholar wrote about that.
我也在没有其他的著作里看到这样子的注解。
But she's right.
但是她讲得非常对。
Maybe children are just messy.
因为孩子, 是非常的脏,
dirty,
非常的乱七八糟脏,
hard to deal with,
很难相处。
But as I thought about that more,
但是当我, 再想一想的时候,
yeah, Jesus may not want to deal with that mess.
或许耶稣并不想, 并不想接触这群孩子。
But actually we see that Jesus does.
但是我们看到事实是耶稣非常的想, 就见,
because he let them come to me. And then I asked CJ.
然后我就问我的, 儿子, 小儿子,
why would Jesus be so mad?
为什么耶稣要生气?
Why would the disciples be so mad?
为什么这些门徒要生气?
And he says, you know,
他说你知道,
yeah, children are kind of crazy.
他说小孩子有点疯疯癫癫的。
You know, he said, children have sinned.
他说因为小孩子也是罪人。
Wow, I said, who told you that?
我就问他谁告诉你的呢?
You did, Daddy.
他说你告诉我的。
My teacher told me that too.
他说我的老师也这么说。
And I said, then why would Jesus be mad when the disciples are pushing the parents away?
那为什么在, 门徒把这些父母推开的时候, 耶稣为什么要生气?
He said, Daddy, even though children are sometimes disobedient,
他就说, 虽然就是孩子有时候不顺服,
Jesus still loves them.
但是耶稣仍旧爱他们。
Jesus loves all the children.
耶稣爱所有的孩子。
right.
他讲得非常的对。
So we see here.
那我们在这里经文上看到的就是
That's the first important thing that we see.
那这就是我们就是第一个最重要的这一点，我们看到的这就是这个。
And the more I thought about it.
那我更进一步思考这个问题的时候呢。
It dawned on me.
那我就感就是我就启发，我就感悟到了。
That is so true.
这是如此的真实。
That's Jesus' love.
这就是耶稣的爱。
For everyone.
对每一个人的爱。
Because we too are messy.
因为我们本身自己也是一团糟糕。
We too are dirty.
我们自己也是很肮脏。
We too are very, very hard to deal with.
我们自己本身也是非常的难以相处。
And yet Jesus says, come to me.
但是耶稣也跟我们说，来到我面前。
Because I love you.
因为我爱你。
Wow. Isn't that such a powerful little message that we see here?
那这段经文是不是非常的有力呢?
That because Jesus loves and values these children,
因为耶稣爱这些孩子，并且重视这个孩子,
it shows us how much Jesus loves and values people.
那我们在这里也可以看到，耶稣有多么的爱我们的人类，并且重视我们人类。
Oh, that made me so much more grateful of Jesus' love.
想到这一点，我就对耶稣的爱非常的感恩。So
that's the first thing that we see here.
那我们在这里所看到的第一件事。That
we see Jesus' heart.
我们看到耶稣的心。And
if he loves children that way, that means he loves all of us that way.
因为他是如此的爱孩子，那他肯定也是如此的爱人。
But there's another thing in this text.
但在这个经文里，我们也看到另外一点。There's
another important thing that we can see here.
我们也看到另外一点非常重要。We
not only see Jesus' heart towards children.
我们不仅仅看到耶稣对孩子的心。We
can see what Jesus wants us to learn from children.
那我们也可以看到，就是耶稣希望我们从孩子身上学到什么。It's
not that children are sinless or perfect.
并不是说孩子是无罪的。But
look at what he says in 14. He says, "For such belongs the kingdom of God."
我们来看第十四节，他就说，因为在神国的正是这样的人。I
say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it.
我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。What
does Jesus want us to learn from children?
那神希望我们从孩子身上学到什么呢？
Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it.
凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
When I was asking my kids about this, now Bethany was really thinking about this.
那 Bethany 就是在真正的思考。
And she said some things that were really on point.
那她说了就是几个非常几个要点。
You know, Abby just blurts things out.
那 Abby 通常就是想说什么就说什么。
That's the way she is. She no filter, boom, comes out.
她就是这样一个孩子。
Bethany, she's careful.
那 Bethany 通常对她的话讲的话比较小心。
She's careful with her words.
她讲话比较小心。
So she said it really slowly.
那她就慢慢地说,
and she says, children are more simple and humble.
她就说,
but the older you get,
但是你长大了以后,
你越来越大的时候, the more and more pride you have on yourself.
你越长越大的时候，那你就会有越来越多的骄傲。
And she says, then you become more and more stubborn.
那你就越来越固执。
Wow. Right.
我觉得她讲得非常的对。
She's starting to see the world.
她看到这个世界就是这样。
I think because she sees Dad.
我想她可能从我身上看到了这一点。
And I think she might start to see her own heart. That when you are younger,
当你, 比较少的时候,
you are more simple.
你是比较简单的,
you are more humble.
你也是, 比较谦卑的,
and yet, as the older you get,
但是你, 越来越长大的时候,
and that sin really begins to take hold of you,
那这个罪呢, 就在你的, 身上就越来越长大,
the more pride you begin to have,
那你就会开始有越来越多的骄傲,
and the more stubborn to change you become.
那你就变得更加固执。
It's true, isn't it?
是不是非常的真实?
I didn't have to read that from a commentary.
我没有在任何的一个著作上, 读到。
I spent thousands of dollars on books.
我买了非常的多的书。
I'm like, wow, I could learn so much theology for my children.
我在想着呢, 我可以其实在我的孩子身上就可以学到很多关于神学的这方面的,
because it's true, isn't it?
因为他们讲的话都是很真实的,
the older you get,
当你越来越大的时候,
the more you think highly of yourself,
你对自己的, 你对自己的评价就越来越高,
the older you get, the more capable and self-dependent you become,
你越来越大的时候, 你自己的能力也就越来越大,
the older you get, the more good you think you are.
你越来越大的时候, 你就觉得自己越来越好。
And the harder it is for you to recognize your need for God.
那就, 你就越来越, 难认识到你对神的需要。
But children,
但是孩子们,
children have this openness.
但是孩子的心是敞开的。
Children, they are more honest with themselves.
孩子对他们自己来更加,
children have a teachableness.
因为孩子有一颗可受教的心。
Children have a willingness to depend on other people.
因为孩子有一颗就是愿意依靠人家的心。
Children are more able to admit weakness.
因为, 孩子也能够更认识,
because they see their weakness. Children are more humble. This is the key to become part of the kingdom of God. In the book of Matthew,
在马太福音,
the disciples were asking Jesus,
那, 门徒在问耶稣,
who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
在天国里谁是最大的?
Come on, Jesus, tell us.
耶稣告诉我们在天国里谁是最大的?
Who is the greatest in the kingdom?
天国里谁是最大的?
And Jesus said it so clear.
那耶稣就很清楚地跟他们说,
but before he said it,
但是在他讲,
he took a child into his arms.
他抱起一个孩子,
and he said this,
他这样说,
truly I say to you,
我实在告诉你,
unless you turn and become like children,
你们若不回转, 变成小孩子的样式,
you shall never enter the kingdom.
断不得进天国。
And this truth is found all throughout the Gospels.
那我们在整个福音书里都, 都能够, 看见这个事情。
The problem with being an adult and not a child,
那作为一个成人的问题是什么呢?
Is your pride.
是你的骄傲。
You are stubborn in your ways.
你固执己见。
The more you think you know the right way,
那你觉得自己, 自己, 更加认为自己做, 做的自己的方式是对的。
The more you think you're fine in your own ways,
那你, 觉得你自己的方式是对的。
Do you really think that you know more and you know better than the God of the universe?
你真的是这样认为吗? 你比这位创造宇宙的真神知道的更多吗?
That's the pride of mankind.
这就是人类的骄傲。
Yet Jesus says over and over again,
但是耶稣是一遍又一遍地这样说,
you need to turn,
你们要回转,
change,
改变,
repent,
悔改,
and unless you become like this child,
除非你变成这个小孩子的样式,
you will not enter the kingdom.
你就不能进天国。
Wow. You have to be willing to turn from your stubborn ways.
Turn
from your pride.
离开你的骄傲,
and turn to Jesus.
回到耶稣面前,
in humility.
以一颗卑微的心回到耶稣面前,
receive that gospel.
接受这个福音,
and you will have the kingdom.
你就会有了天国.
Do you have faith in the gospel?
你在福音里面有信心吗?
That you believe that one, there is one God and He is holy and good?
你相信吗? 只有一位真神?
And that He created you?
他并且创造了你?
But you believe that you are separated from Him because of your sin?
但是因为你的罪,你和他分离了?
But that you see yourself needing to be connected with God?
但是你也意识到你要和神再重新联系在一起。
And the only way that you could be connected with God is because God loves you.
那通过唯一的方式你能够和神重新联系在一起。
So that God loves you so much He sent His Son to die the death that you do not have to die.
那神是如此的爱你, 甚至将他的独生爱子为你而死。
That He went to the tomb.
他被埋葬,
on the third day, He rose to give you the life that you need.
第三天他又复活了,
and you can believe that because you have humility in your heart.
因为你内心是谦卑的,所以你能够相信这些,
and that if you have that, you have Christ, you have God.
那你如果相信了这一切,你就有了神,你就有了永生。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗?
So many in the world cannot accept that. So many in the world cannot accept that. But this week I spoke to a man. And this man says, I believe that.
这个人跟我说,
I accept that. But I don't even understand how I can accept that. Because I grew up in China.
我在中国长大,
I grew up teaching that there is no God.
我长大的时候的教育就是没有神的。
People would laugh at me if I accepted this.
如果我接受神的话, 人家会取笑我。
But I accept this.
但是我要接受。
I accept Jesus.
我要接受耶稣。
And I said, do you know why? I said, do you know why?
我就问他, 你知道为什么吗?
Because God has humbled your heart.
我就跟他说, 因为神已经使你的心谦卑了。
He humbled your heart.
他使你的心谦卑了。
He gave you life.
他给你的心,
He brought you out of the darkness into the light.
他把你从黑暗当中带出来到光明, 里面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
do you have the humility that you need of a child?
弟兄姐妹们, 你们有这颗, 孩子才能拥有的这个谦卑的心吗?
Because now we see what we need to learn.
我们也看到就是我们需要学什么?
And we can thank God.
我们要感谢神。
Because even though we are messy,
我们要感谢神, 虽然我们, 我们很糟糕,
and we are so disobedient,
我们不顺服,
and that we are so hard to deal with,
我们非常的难相处,
we can thank God that Jesus loves children like that.
我们仍旧感谢神, 因为神就是爱, 爱这样的孩子。
Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you.
父,我们感谢你。
Oh, for your precious word.
我们为你珍贵的话语感谢你。
Oh God, would you do the work that you can do to humble us?
神啊, 请你在我们的内心做工, 使我们的内心谦卑。
It really all is your grace.
这真正是因为你的恩典。
And so that we can have the joy of knowing you.
所以我们才能拥有这个, 认识你的这个喜悦心。
Have the joy of walking and worshiping you.
我们有, 和你一同行走, 崇拜你的这个喜悦心。
Thank you for taking children into your arms.
我们感谢你, 把孩子带到你的面, 让孩子来到你的面前。
For taking them into your arms.
把他抱在你的手上。
That you would bless them.
你会祝福他们,
pray over them.
你会为他们祷告,
because you love them.
因为他, 你爱他们。
thank you for your heart for children.
我们感谢你对孩子的心.
Because that has shown us today your love for each and every one of us.
因为我们在这里，我们今天也看到，从这里也看到你对我们每个人的这个心。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.